الحمد لله على هذه الصلات الروحانيات.
Praise for Allah for these spiritual connections.
والاتصالات القلبيات.
And these bonds of the heart.
التي توصلنا إلى حقائق صلاتنا بخالق البريات.
That make us reach or comprehend the realities of our connections to the best of humanity.
فإن الله تبارك وتعالى جعل في أسرار الصلة به الصلة بالعباد بعضهم البعض على أساس محبته تبارك وتعالى.
For Allah made the secrets of the connections to Him through the connections between His servants that are based on the foundation of love for Him, blessed and exalted is He.
يشير إلى ذلكم حديث نبينا صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم حيث يقول الخلق كلهم عياد الله وأحبهم إلى الله أنفعهم بعياله.
This is indicated by his tradition, صلى الله عليه وسلم is saying, creation or people, all of them are Allah's dependents, so the most beloved of them to Allah are the most beneficial of them to His dependents.
ولما كانت الصلة محل نموها وارتكازها الأسرة والبيت قال سيدنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم خيركم خيركم لأهله وأنا خيركم لأهلي.
And when the home was the initial place in which these bonds and this connection was nourished and the focal point of this bond, the Prophet ﷺ said, the best of you are the best of you to their families and I am the best to my family.
ويكفي في شرف الأسرة ووجوب الاهتمام بالصلة بينها أن شرف الخلافة عن الله في الأرض قام بأسرة.
And it's sufficient to see the nobility and the high station of the family and the obligation of giving it its due. It's sufficient to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the mission of vicegerency, the caliphate on this earth, and the initial bearers of that were a single family.
خلافة نوها بشانها في العالم الأعلى وقال للملائكة إني جائل في الأرض خليفة.
And this was a caliphate of vicegerency that the station of the sublimity of which he proclaimed in the highest realm, and he said, announcing to his angels, verily indeed I am placing on the earth a vicegerent, a caliph.
فعلو نظرتنا إلى وجودنا في الحياة لا يمكن أن يوصل إليه إلا من باب الإيمان.
So our awareness of the sublimity of our responsibility in this earth, we cannot attain to this except through faith.
أسرار الخلافة تقوم بها بيوتنا وتقوم بها اجتماعاتنا.
The secrets of this vicegerency are that is fulfilled through our homes and through our community.
من آثار هذه الخلافة كان اجتماعنا وخوضنا في هذه المواضيع.
And our congregating and our discussing this subject is from the results, is from the effect of this very vicegerency.
فلنوسع آفاق تفكرنا ولنرفع همم وجهاتنا.
So then we should expand the horizons of our reflection and also raise our aspirations and our intentions.
بدأت الخلافة على ظهر الأرض بآدم وحواء.
This caliphate, this vicegerency began on the surface of the earth with Adam and Hawa.
أسرة ووصلة.
A family and a bond or a connection.
فأهبط إلى الأرض لينال شرف هذا المقام.
They were made to descend to the earth in order for them to attain the nobility of this station.
وبالإثنين بدت الخلافة.
And this vicegerency began with these two.
فقل لي في أي شيء ترتكز هذه الخلافة إلا في شأن العلاقة والصلة بين الاثنين.
So then say, what thing would this vicegerency focus on other than the connection between these two?
وأوتي منهجا من الله قال عنه فإما يأتينكم مني هدى فمن اتبع هدايا فلا يضل ولا يشقى.
And they were given a path by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about which He said, and when my guidance comes to you, if someone follows my path, he will not be misguided, nor will he be damned or wretched.
وكانت المرحلة والخطوة الثانية مباشرة في الخلافة وجود ابن وبنت.
And the immediate, the phase which immediately followed this initial phase was the coming of a son as well as a daughter.
فحملت حواء 20 حملا كان في كل حمل ذكر 11 مرة كان في كل مرة ذكر وأنثى إلا واحدا ففيه شيث وحده.
Ibn Hawa was pregnant 11 times. In 10 of them, there were twins, one of them male and one of them female, and in one, she or Seth, he was by himself.
إلا أن هذه العلاقة والقيام بشأنها في الأرض ثم بعد اتصال أيضا روحي بعلاقة بإنسان لم يوجد بعد.
However, this bond or this relationship and connection that took place on the earth was not completed except by a connection to someone whose existence on the earth in the outward had yet to occur.
ذاكم الإنسان هو الذي كتب اسمه مع اسم الإله على قوائم العرش.
That human being is the one whose name was written along with the name of Allah on the legs of the throne.
هاديكم ومرشدكم.
Your guide and your leader.
وداعيكم ومعلمكم.
And your summoner to Allah and your teacher.
حبيب الله محمد.
The beloved of Allah Muhammad.
بل جاء في الحديث الذي رواه الحاكم في المستدرك وغيره أن آدم قال إنك أول ما خلقتني ونفخت في من روحك نظرت إلى قوائم العرش فوجدت اسمه مكتوبا مع اسمك.
It's narrated by Hakim in the Mustadrak, a tradition that discusses the initial creation of Adam, and that Adam spoke to Allah and said, when you created me, I looked up and the first thing I saw was a name written along with your name on the legs of the throne.
فَقُلْتُ إِنَّكَ لَمْ تُضِفْ إِلَى اسْمِكَ الْأَسْمَاءَ أَحَبَّ الْخَلْقِ إِلَيْكَ.
So I said you wouldn't conjoin with your name any other name than the name of the most beloved creature to you.
قال صدقت ولولاه ما خلقتك.
And Allah said to him in response, you are right, and were it not for him, I would not have created you.
فبدت صلة بمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم روحانية مع آدم ومع حواء قبل نزولهما إلى الأرض.
So a spiritual connection to the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم began with Adam and Eve prior to their descending to the earth.
وصلة بالملائكة من حيث من عرفهم ومن جالسهم.
And also a bond or a relationship with the angels from the point of view that they knew them and those with whom they kept company.
ونحن إذا أردنا أن نعرف الإيمان ونذكر أركانه ماذا نقول؟
And we, if we want to define faith and mention its pillars or its integrals, what do we say?
نذكر علائم.
We mention connections.
نقول كما قال نبينا أن تؤمن بالله.
We say, as our Prophet said, that you believe in Allah.
وملائكته وكتبه ورسله.
And in angels, messengers, books, and messengers.
الملائكة مخلوقون والرسل مخلوقون.
The angels and the messengers are both created.
وأنا أريد أن تعرفني الإيمان بربي.
And I want you to teach me faith in my Lord.
كذلك الإيمان بربك مربوط بالإيمان بهؤلاء الخلق.
He said similarly or like this, that your faith in your Lord is connected to your faith in these creatures, your belief in these creatures.
و امتداد في الفكر إلى المصير في الإيمان باليوم الآخر.
And also you're extending your reflection to your place of final return, and you're having faith then in the hereafter.
ورفع الوهم عن أن الأمر في الكون لغير المكون.
And also averting or removing any illusion that there's any control or management of this creation for anyone other than the Creator.
بالإيمان بالقضاء والقدر خير وشر من الله تعالى.
By believing in the ordination and the decree that the good of it and the evil of it are from Allah Ta'ala.
وجاءت مراحل الخلافة حتى ختمت بسيد الكل محمد بن عبد الله.
And the various phases of this vicegerency passed on until it was completed with or sealed by the Prophet Muhammad bin Abdullah صلى الله عليه وسلم.
ولما جاء الكمال فيها اختلفت عن كل ما قبلها فقد كان النبي يبعث إلى قوم خاصة وبعث هذا إلى الخلق كافة.
And when its perfection was realized, it differed from all of the previous phases, and a prophet before was sent to his individual people, and the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم informed us that he was sent to all people.
ولما أراد الحق تبارك وتعالى أن يضرب المثل في الإيمان والكفر اختار ضرب المثل بامرأتين في هذا وامرأتين في هذا.
And when Allah wanted to show us the likeness to strike a parable of faith and disbelief, He gave us an example of two ladies that were in this condition and two ladies that were in that.
وفيها أيضا إشارة إلى خطر إضاعة هذه العلاقة وإخراجها من طيبها ومن قوامها إلى السوء والشر.
And also there's a warning in these examples of neglecting this responsibility of this relationship and not guiding it in a way that is upright.
قال
ألم leads to evil.
قال ألم ترى كيف ضرب الله مثلا قال ضرب الله مثلا للذين كفروا امرأة نوح وامرأة لوط.
Allah said, the translation of the meaning of this verse is, Allah strikes the parable for those who disbelieve the wife of Nuh and the wife of Lut.
وَلِمَاذَا امْرَأَتَيْ نَبِيَّيْنِ مِنَ الْأَنْبِيَةِ.
And why was the example struck of the parable stricken of two wives of prophets?
تسنى لهما أن يرتقيا أعلى السعادة فانحقا وكان مثلا للكفر بإضاعة هذه العلاقة والرابطة.
They had the possibility of ascending to the highest station, however they fell to the lowest depth by their neglecting this bond and this relationship.
تنكر لعلاقة الزوجين وانقطعت صلتهما برب الكونين.
The relationship between the two spouses was disrupted and thus the connection to the Lord of the two realms was ruined.
كانتا تحت عبدين من عبادنا صالحين فخانتاهما.
They were with two of our pious slaves and they betrayed them.
فلم يغني عنهما من الله شيئا وقيل ادخل النار مع الداخلين.
So these two, meaning these two pious slaves, did not avail them from Allah in any way, and it was said to them, enter the fire with those who enter.
وضرب الله المثل للذين آمنوا امرأة فرعون.
And Allah makes an example, strikes a parable for those who believe, the wife of Fir'aun.
ولماذا امرأة كافر شقي ملحد.
And why did he strike the parable through the wife of a disbeliever who was damned and rejected belief in Allah?
حفظت علاقتها مع المكون فصارت مع هذا الزوج محل إيقاف لشره ما استطاعت وتقويم له بما استطاعت.
She preserved her relationship with the Creator, so in her relationship with his wife, she was able to avert as much harm as she could and bring as much benefit as she could.
وكانت سببا أن لا يقتل موسى.
And she was the cause of his not killing Musa.
وأن يربيه في بيته.
And that she reared him herself in his home.
كلها أسباب والمكون يدبر.
All of these are means, however, the Creator, He is the one who manages.
وفيه دلالة على أن أسرار هذه الصلة إذا حفظت على وجهها فقد يكون الإنسان في بيئة ليست مؤمنة أو يعيش مع قوم ملحدين أو كفار أو فاجرين ولكنه حافظ للعلاقة والصلة على وجهها فيرتقي حتى يكون مثلا في الإيمان.
And in this is an indication that the secrets of this relationship, of this bond, that if they're properly guarded, if it's properly guarded, even if the person is in an environment of corruption and disbelief, that person can still ascend to the and be the highest example.
إذ قالت رببلي لي عندك بيتا في الجنة.
So Allah mentioned that she said, when she said, "Oh my Lord, build for me with you a home in paradise."
ونجني من فرعون وعمله.
And save me from Pharaoh and his deeds.
ونجني من القوم الظالمين.
And save me from the wrongdoing folk.
تبري من الظلم. ومع ذلك خلق تخلقت به وهي وسط قصر فرعون تحت هذا الظرف الذي كان فيها كانت فيه.
She was absolved herself from their wrongdoing, and within the midst of the palace of Pharaoh, she was a person of noble character.
لكن بهرجة الماديات والسلطات والملك لم تعد تغير فيها شيئا ولا تجتذبها بل قالت نجني من فرعون وعمله.
And the splendor or the ornament of the material wealth that was there and the power and other things that would be in the palace of Fir'aun, none of these things distracted her, and she said, and save me from Fir'aun and his deeds.
بل شؤون الصلة بارزة حتى فيما عرض الله من كلامها.
To the extent that the affairs that relate to this connection were even clearly manifest in the way she phrased this prayer.
قالت رببني لي عندك بيتا فقدمت عندك على قولها بيتا لم تقول بيتا عندك لكن قالت عندك بيتا.
She said, "Oh my Lord, build for me with you a home." And she put with the witness prior to the home, and she didn't say build for me a home with you. She said build for me with you a home.
لأن الجار قبل الدار.
Because we seek that the one who were near prior, or the neighbor literally, prior to the home.
لأن محبوبها بالأصل هو الحق.
Because the person who she, the one who she initially loved, the focus of her love initially was the real Allah.
وما قيمة البيت إلا لكونه عنده.
And the value of this home was in nothing other than it being with him.
ولما قال ربنا تعالى إن المتقين في جنات ونهر في مقعد صدق أتبعه بقوله عند مليك مقتدر.
And when Allah said, indeed the people of taqwa are in gardens and rivers in a dwelling place of siddiq, of truth, and then he mentioned عند مليك مقتدر, with a powerful king or sovereign one.
فمقعد الصدق أشرقت أنواره بالعندية.
So this dwelling place of truth, it the light of witness dawned upon it.
طال الكلام في هذا المعنى لنحوم حول الأسرة والعلاقة التي تتصل بهذه المعاني كلها.
And so we've focused for a long time on this meaning, so that then we can discuss the family around which that revolves around all of these meanings.
فلنذكر أن الله ذكر المثل الثاني للمؤمنين مريم بنت عمران.
And then Allah mentioned the second example of a believing woman is Maryam, the daughter of Imran.
كانت بيئتها صالحة وأسرتها صالحة.
She was in a pious environment from a pious family.
وبداية الصلاح انظر إلى كيفية التفكير في الأسرة حينما شعرت أمها بالحمل في بطنها ماذا حصل.
And the beginning of this piety, look at the reflection of her mother and what occurred when she was in the womb.
Allah لم يذكر لنا تلك القصص لتمر على عقولنا بل لندركها ولنأخذ منها النصيب في حياتنا.
Allah didn't convey to us these stories so that they could just pass us by, but rather so that we could comprehend them and understand the way they relate to our own lives.
إذ قالت امرأة عمران ربي إني نذرت لك ما في بطني محررا.
And when the wife of Imran said, "Oh my Lord, I have vowed that which is within my womb to you."
أحست بالحمل فنذرت لله أن الذي في بطنها يحرر لله.
يحرر
يجعل مفرغا خاصا خالصا.
So So she vowed that what was in her womb be devoted to Allah. So when she perceived, when she became aware that she is pregnant, she vowed that this child that was in her womb be devoted to Allah.
قصدها أن تفرغه للقيام بأمر الله وخدمة أوليائه والعلماء بشرع في بيت المقدس.
And her aim was freeing this child up to be entirely devoted to Allah and fulfilling His command and serving His awliya in Jerusalem or in Beit Maqdis.
لا تتعلق بغرض آخر نحوه ولا تشغله بشيء غير ذلك.
That this no other aim would be connected, or this child would not be connected to any other aim or aspiration, and nothing else would distract them.
فقبل الله هذه النية والنذر وعند الوضع وجدتها أنثى والعادة إنما يفرغ وسط بيت المقدس للخدمة الأبناء للبنات.
And Allah accepted this intention as well as this vow. So then when she gave birth to Maryam, they found her to be female. And at that time, typically only a male would be devoted to service in Beit Maqdis.
لكن الله تقبلها قال فتقبلها ربها بقبول حسن.
But Allah accepted her, and He said, and her Lord accepted her in a goodly manner.
حتى تسابق الأكابر في البيت المقدس من الأنبياء أن يتولوا خدمتها وكفالتها.
To the extent that the elect men, even the prophets among them in Beit Maqdis, contended for who would take care of her and serve her.
وَمَا كُنْتَ لَدَيْهِمْ بِذِيُلْقُونَ أَجْلَامُهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ يَقْفُلُوا مَرْيَمْ.
And Allah described this to the Prophet, peace be upon him, the meaning saying, you weren't with them when they drew their lots, or threw their pins, literally, to determine who would take upon himself the care of Maryam.
رموا أقلامهم في النهر فمشت مع الماء ومشى قلم زكريا بعكس اتجاه الماء يصعد إلى الفوق.
So they cast their pins into the river, and all of the pins went in the direction of the current, except the pin of Zakaria went against the current.
فكفلها زكريا.
So then Zakaria was her custodian.
وكلما دخل عليها زكريا المحراب وجد عندها رزقا وسط المحراب من أين جاء وكيف دخل.
So whenever Zakaria entered to her in the place in which she was secluded to worship, he found with her provision and asked, you know, from where is this provision?
يا مريم أنى لك هذا.
Oh Maryam, from where did you get this?
قالت هو من عند الله.
And she said, this is from Allah.
فكان يجد الفاكهة عندها والطعام مرة بعد أخرى.
And they would find fruits and food with her time after time.
والمحراب مقفل عليها.
And her place of worship was locked.
فلما تكرر ذلك اغتنم هو الفرصة فدعا الله في ذاك المكان هنالك دعا زكريا ربه.
And when he found this, he took advantage of this opportunity and he prayed to Allah in this very place. So Allah said, there Zakaria prayed to his Lord.
معنى المكان الذي تنزل فيه البركة والرحمة يستجاب فيه الدعاء.
And this is an indication that the place in which blessings and mercy descend is a place in which prayer is answered.
فانظر كم من حمل يمر بنا فما الذي يخطر بهواجسنا نحو الحمل.
And look at how many a pregnancy comes to us, and how are our sentiments and our feelings, and what occurs to our hearts with respect to this pregnancy.
ماذا ننوي وما نفكر في من يخرج من هذا الحمل.
What do we intend and what are our thoughts with respect to the child that will be born from this pregnancy.
وانظر هذه النية الصالحة كيف حفظها الله. وإلى الآن لا زال عيسى بن مريم نتيجة تلك النية من مريم باق في قيد الحياة وسيخرج إلى الأرض فالبركة مستمرة إلى الآن.
And look at how Allah accepted and preserved this good intention, and that Isa bin Maryam is the result of this good intention, or the results come of Isa bin Maryam from this good intention, and he's still in an earthly life all the way until he'll exit.
إذا علمنا سر علاقة الأسرة بأصل الخلافة عن الله وأنها سبيل للقرب من الله عرفنا كيف نتعامل.
So if we know the secret of the connection to the relationship between the family and the initial vicegerency, then we'll know how we should protect our connection to Allah.
وعلاقة الابن والبنت بالأبي وبالأم علاقة شكر لله الذي استخلفنا في الأرض أن نشكر لي ولوالديك.
And the relationship between sons and daughters with their parents is the relationship of Allah who made us vicegerents on the earth, and Allah commanded us to show gratitude to Him and gratitude to our parents in the Quran.
علاقة الزوج بزوجته لمكانتها في الخلافة يقول رسول الله تزوج الولود الودود فإني مكاثر بكم الأمم يوم القيامة أي نتائج الزواج سيكون ورود على حوضي في يوم القيامة فانظر إلى هذه المعاني الشريفة.
And the connection of the relationship between the bond between the husband and the wife and the vicegerency is indicated in a saying of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, marry loving and fertile spouses because indeed I will vie with the prophets concerning your number on the day of rising. So the result of this bond and relationship is coming to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and meeting him at his basin on the day of rising.
ويقول ومن تزوجها ليغض بها بصره ويحسنها بها فرجا بارك الله له فيها وبارك لها فيه.
And he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if someone marries a wife in order to lower his gaze and make his private areas chaste, then Allah will bless her for him, and Allah will bless him for her.
ولما اقتضت الحكمة استكمال شؤون الحياة أو حاجاتها ومقاصدها بوجود النوعين من بني آدم الرجال والنساء جعل الله تبارك وتعالى لكل في مجاله خصوصية وللجميع فيما يعمهم اجتماع.
And when the realization of the various affairs and needs in this life came from the connection between males and females, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made for each of them things in which they are distinguished from the other, and also general things that encompass both of them.
جاءت وافدة النساء إلى رسول الله.
The emissary of the ladies came to Allah's messenger.
كان مع جماعة من أصحابه.
And he was sitting in a group of his companions.
فقالت يا رسول الله أنا وافدة النساء إليك يعني نائبة عن باقي النساء من ورائي.
He said, O Messenger of Allah, I'm the emissary of the ladies to you, meaning I'm a representative of the remainder of the ladies coming to you.
أنتم معشر الرجال فضلتم علينا بالجمعة وبالحج أي تكثرون منه أكثر منا وبالجهاد ونحن نكفل أولادكم ونربيهم ونعمر بيوتكم ونخدمكم فما لنا.
So she said, O men, you all were given to surpass us in Jumu'ah, meaning that you do so more, and Jihad and Hajj. In these three works, you surpass us in that. You do it more than we do. And we ladies, we care for your children and we rear them and we maintain your homes. So what is there for us?
فرح النبي بسؤالها.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was joyous with her question.
لتنبهها ولسمو المقصد.
Due to her awareness and the sublimity of her aims.
إنها لا تتنازع مع الرجل في شيء حقير.
She wasn't contending with man for some lowly thing.
إنها تريد أن ترى أين مكانها من المثوبة والدرجة عند الإله.
She wanted to see what was her station going to be with respect to reward and near her degree of nearness to Allah.
قال لأصحابه أسمعتم أحسن سؤالا من هذه؟
So he said to his companions, did you hear anyone who asked a better question than her?
فالتفت إليها قال أبلغي من وراءك من النساء.
So he looked at her and he said, and convey this to the ladies who are behind you.
أن حسن تبع إحداكن لزوجها يعدل ذلك كله.
That her one of you following her husband well equals all of that.
قال أنتن تقمن بمهمة في الحياة منها يخرج المجاهدون ويخرج الحجاج ويخرج أهل الجمعات ويخرج الأمراء ويخرج من تحت أيديكم، فإذا أحسنتن القيام بهذه فلن يسبقكم مجاهد ولا حاج ولا صاحب جمعة.
He said, you fulfill a role, or you all fulfill a mission in life from which people who pray Jumu'ah come, and those who make jihad come, and those who do hajj come, and emperors come. So no one who then is performing hajj or making jihad or doing prayer will outstrip you, and all of them come from the efforts of this role that you're fulfilling.
وَسَأَلَ بَعْضُهُمْ سَيْدَتَنَا عَيْشَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهَا.
One of them asked Sayyidatina Aisha, may Allah be well pleased with her.
قَالَ إِنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ مُهَابُ وَعَلَيْهِ جَلَالٌ.
They said that Allah's messenger is awesome and august.
إِنَّا نَلْقَاهُ وَحْدَهُ يَمْشِي فِي الطَّرِيقِ فَكَأَنَّهُ جَيْشٌ مُقْبِلٌ.
We meet him when he's alone walking down a path, and it's as though he's an approaching army.
فَكَيْفَ تَكُونُونَ أَنْتُمْ عِنْدَهُ فِي الْبَيْتِ تَتَعَبُونَ لَا تَسْتَطِيعُونَ أَنْ تَتَحَرَّكُوا أَوْ تَتَكَلَّمُوا.
They said, so then how would you ladies live with him in the home? You would be in a state of awe and not be able to even speak to him. She said, I swear by Allah, indeed he had noble character. We would speak to him and he would speak to us. And he would laugh with us and we would laugh with him.
ويكون في خدمة أهله.
And he would be in the service of his family.
يطرح هذا ويشيل هذا.
He would put this down and carry that.
ويقطع اللحم.
And he would cut meat.
وإذا وجد البيت يحتاج كنسا قمه.
And if he found that the home needed sweeping, he would sweep it himself.
ويرقع ثوبه.
And he would unpatch his own garment.
ويحلب شاته.
And he would milk his goat.
وإن كنا لحسن خلقه لا نبالي بالة بمجيئه وذهابه إلا داج عندنا في البيت.
And she said, due to his noble character, we didn't pay much attention to when he came and left, except that there was a domestic animal, perhaps a chicken, that was in the home.
فكانت عندنا شاة تذهب وتجيء، فإذا جاء رسول الله ذهبت إلى طرف المكان فجلست حتى يخرج النبي.
He corrected me. He said there was a sheep or a goat that would come and go. However, when Allah's messenger came, it would go stand in a corner and be still until the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم left.
ولم يزل كذلك صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم حتى غضبت مرة عائشة في بعض أحوالها.
So he continued to show this noble character until once Sayyidatina Aisha became angry about something.
النبي في التلطف بها قال اجعلي بينك وبيني وبينك واحدا نذكر له القضية.
So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in his gentleness to her, he said, make someone a judge between you and I and we'll mention this case to him.
قالت أبي أبو بكر.
She said, my father Abu Bakr.
قال صلى الله عليه وسلم أرتضي أباك.
He said, I'm satisfied with him, your father, as a judge.
فدعاه عليه الصلاة والسلام ودخل البيت.
So he summoned him صلى الله عليه وسلم and Abu Bakr into the home.
فقال يا عائشة تتكلمين أنت أولا أو أتكلم أنا.
So he said, oh Aisha, should I speak first? Should you speak first or shall I?
عائشة صغيرة السن وهي غضبانة قالت تكلم ولا تقول إلا حقا.
Aisha was young and she was very angry. She said, speak but only speak the truth.
فلما نطقت بهذه الكلمة ثار الإيمان في قلب أبيها فقام ولطمها.
And it says when she said this, the faith in her father was stirred and he stood and actually smacked her.
هل يعدو نفسها وهل يقول رسول الله إلا الحق.
And he said, oh enemy of her of herself, would Allah's messenger say anything other than the truth?
فقام النبي يمسك أبا بكر.
So then the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم stood up and held Abu Bakr.
وصار المدافع عن عائشة.
And then he defended Aisha.
يقول يا أبا بكر إننا لم ندعك لهذا.
And he said, Abu Bakr, we didn't call you for this.
حتى أمسك أبا بكر ووقعه على الأرض.
He stopped Abu Bakr and had him sit on the ground.
وانتهت القضية.
And that was the end of it.
وعرفت عائشة أن لا أرحم بها من محمد.
And Aisha knew that no one showed her more mercy than Muhammad.
ولقد أخذت منه التربية الكاملة.
And she took from him his complete tarbiyah, his instruction and spiritual rearing and training.
يوم جاء مال البحرين فأنفقه صلى الله عليه وسلم كله.
When money came, wealth came from Bahrain, he spent it all, gave it all in the way of Allah.
كان صائما في ذاك اليوم وأهله فلم يكن عندهم عشاء.
He and his family were fasting that day and they didn't have any evening meal.
فقالت يا رسول الله لو تركت لنا درهم من هذه الأموال التي أنفقت نفطر عليه.
And she said, O Messenger of Allah, if you had just left one silver coin from this wealth that you distributed so that we could break our fast.
قال لو ذكرتيني وبقي شيء تركت لكم.
He said, had you reminded me when something was remaining, I would have kept some for you.
ومرت السنوات.
And the years passed on.
ففي أحد الأيام بعث إليها بعطاء 200,000 dirhams.
So then one day she was received the value, she received 200,000 silver coins.
ففرغته كله في المحتاجين في المدينة.
And she distributed it all to the needy of Medina.
وكانت صائمة.
And she was fasting.
فلما جاء المغرب قالت جاريتها ما تركت لها من هذا الذي أنفقته درهم أو درهمين نفطر عليه.
So then when the time of breakfast, of breaking the fast came, her servant said, if you had just kept a silver coin or two for us to break our fast.
قالت لو ذكرتيني وكان باقي شيء تركته.
She said, if you had reminded me when something remained, I would have kept some.
انطلق الخلق من رسول الله إليها.
So these qualities, this character passed on from Allah's Messenger to her.
صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم ولم يزل مع ذلك. ومع رعايته ومحبته لها يرقيها في أذواقها وفي الوقوف عند حدود الله.
And he continued in his care for her and the stewardship that he showed to her to help her ascend in her relationship with Allah, her connection to Allah.
كثير من فضائل السيدة خديجة ما سمعت إلا على لسان عائشة.
Many of the virtues of Sayyidina Khadija, we only hear them on the tongue from the tongue of Sayyidina Aisha.
بعض فضائل سيدتنا فاطمة في البخاري وغيره جاءت من طريق عائشة.
Some of the virtues of Sayyidina Fatima in Bukhari came on the tongue of Sayyidina Aisha.
وهي تقول ما غرت من أحد من النساء كما غرت من خديجة.
And she said, I wasn't more jealous of any woman than I was of Khadija.
But مع أني لم أعرفها.
And I didn't even know her.
توفيت وأنا صغيرة.
She died while I was still young.
قبل أن يتزوجني رسول الله.
Prior to Allah's Messenger marrying me.
لكن رأيته يذكرها كثيرا.
However, I saw him mention her much.
وإن كان لا يذبح الشاة فيقسم لحمها في صويحبات خديجة.
And he might slaughter a goat or a sheep and distribute its meat to the companions, to the friends of Sayyidina Khadija.
حتى جاء يوما جاءت ابنتها من غيره تطرق الباب فارتاع وقال هلا بنت خديجة.
And once her daughter came and knocked on the door and he was shaken and sat up and he said, this is the daughter of Khadija.
قالت فقلت يا رسول الله ما تذكر من عجوز شمتا قد أبدلك الله خيرا منها.
And so she said, O Messenger of Allah, what would you do with an old woman and Allah has given you better?
قال لا والله ما أبدلني الله خيرا منها.
And he said, no, I swear by Allah, Allah has not given me better than her.
آمنت بي حين كفر بي الناس.
She believed in me when people disbelieved in me.
وآوتني حين طردني الناس.
And she supported me or gave me refuge when the people drove me away.
وفدتني بمالها ونفسها.
And she gave aid to me with both her wealth and herself.
فلا والله ما أبدلني الله خيرا منها.
And I know, I swear by Allah, Allah has not given me better than her.
ومرة ذكروا صفية فقالت حسبك وأشارت بيدها أنها قصيرة.
And once she mentioned Sayyidina Safiya and said, this is enough for you, or she made an indication that she was short.
قال النبي يا عائشة لقد قلت كلمة لو مزجت بماء البحر لمزجته.
And he said, O Aisha, you said something that if it were mixed with the ocean, it would have changed it.
يعني الغيبة لا تغتابيها.
meaning غيبة, backbiting, don't backbite anyone.
فهو مع محبتها ورحمته بها مهذب لها ومخلق يضيفها عند حدود الله.
So he, with his love for her and his mercy to her, he still instructed her and taught her character and taught her to stop at the limits of Allah.
وإذا ابتدى الأمر راعى الطبيعة البشرية.
And if circumstances dictated, he would show consideration and sensitivity to the natural human disposition.
وقد أرسلت يوما أم سلمة صحفة فيها طعام في يوم النبي في بيت عائشة.
And once Sayyidina Safiya sent
Umm Salama sent a
dish of food while the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was in the house of Aisha.
فلما استلمته غارت تقول هذا يومي وأنا الذي أطبخ لماذا هذه تأتي به إلى بيتي فرمت الصحفة في الأرض بقوة فكسرتها.
So when she received this food, she said, "This is my day and I'm cooking for him. Why is she sending food to my house?" And out of anger, she threw the dish down and broke it.
كان النبي مع بعض الصحابة فالتفت فرأى المنظر.
So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was with some of the companions and he looked and he saw what occurred.
فما كان منه إلا أن قام فدخل في بيتها فأخرج صحفة صحيحة وغرف الطعام فيها وهو يقول غارت أمكم جاءت الغيرة حق النساء فحمل الصحفة فأطعم أصحابه.
So then he didn't do anything other than take the dish. Take a good dish that was there in her home, and then take the food and put it on the dish. And then he said, "Your mother is jealous," and mentioning the jealousy that ladies experience in this circumstance. And then he fed that food to his companions.
ثم قال خذ الصحفة الصحيحة ردوها إلى أم سلم وخذ المكسورة دعوها عند عائشة.
And then he said, "Take the unbroken dish and return it to Salama, and then take the broken dish and put it in the cupboard of Aisha."
وانتهت المسألة.
And that was the end of the case.
وقد كانت الصحفتان من ملكه صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And both of the dishes belonged to him صلى الله عليه وسلم.
فأراد أن يؤدب هذه بهذه وإلا لم يكن الحكم هكذا.
And he said, and he wanted to teach this one a lesson from that one, and otherwise he wouldn't have judged it in this way.
ولم يزل عليه الصلاة والسلام بتلك العظمة في أنه خير الناس لأهله.
And he continued in that sublime character to be the best of people to his family.
ولقد اجتمعنا يوما بعد وفاة النبي.
And all of them gathered, his wives gathered, his families gathered after his death.
أمهات المؤمنين التسع.
The nine mothers of the believers.
فتذكرنا أيام رسول الله.
So they remembered the days of Allah's Messenger.
وقلنا لبعضهن البعض إنه قد يصدر بحكم الطبيعة منا ما يكون بين نساء الرجل الواحد.
And they said that something through the natural human disposition might occur because we were wives of one man.
فلنتسامح ولنتصافح.
So let us all pardon one another and shake hands.
فتباكينا وتعانقنا وتسامحنا بينهن.
So they cried and they hugged each other and pardoned each other.
وحسبهن أنهن أمهات لكل مؤمن إلى يوم القيامة.
And it's sufficient for them that they are mothers of every believer until the day of rising.
بنص القرآن.
By the very explicit statement of the Quran.
وإذا دخل الناس الجنة فسيرفع أمهات المؤمنين إلى مراتب فوق النبيين لتبعية محمد.
And when people enter paradise, the mothers of the believers will be raised to degrees even other over prophet due to their connection, their followership of the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم.
إن نحب أن نساءنا كلهن يرون وجوه أمهات المؤمنين.
We want all of our wives to see the faces of the mothers of believers.
فلنقم في الأسرة معاني علاقة بهؤلاء الصالحات.
So then let us establish in the family the meanings of a bond with those pious women.
لا تأخذنا البرامج الفاسدات.
Let the people of the ladies of our homes not watch corrupt programs.
وصور الكاشيات العاريات.
And let them not look at the images of women who are clothed and naked at the same time.
فلا شرف لرجل ولا امرأة منا أن يحشر معهم.
there's no nobility for any woman among us or any man to be resurrected with this type of people.
وَلْنَتَعَلَّقْ بِالصَّالِحِينَ.
And let us have a connection to the pious.
طَالَ الْوَقْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَالْخُلَاصَةُ أَنَّنَا نَحْتَاجُ أَن نُعِيدَ النَّظَرَ فِي إِقَامَةِ الْعَلَائِقِ بَيْنَنَا.
He said that the time has grown long, but this can be summarized in saying that we have to review the bonds between us.
لو حصلت نفرة في البيوت بين غير المسلمين وكثرة طلاق لم يكن ذلك مستغربا لدواء النفوس.
If there's a mutual aversion in the home and there's a lot of divorce among disbelievers, this wouldn't be unusual because this is the dictates of ego. These are the dictates of ego.
لكن بين المؤمنين لا ينبغي أن يصدر ذلك.
However, this should not be the case between believers.
لقد تزوج في هذه الأمة رجل صالح خطب امرأة ثم أصيبت بالجدري فأكثر في جسدها.
There is a man from this ummah who proposed to a woman who was then afflicted by smallpox and it scarred her body.
فلما شعر بخجل أهلها تظاهر بأنه فقد بصر.
So when he sensed the embarrassment of her family, he acted as though he was blind.
ففرحوا بذلك وتزوج وبقيت معه 20 سنة حتى توفيت.
So they were glad that he accepted her and they married her to him and they remained married for 20 years until she died.
فلما توفيت فتح عينيه وإذا به عادي ليس به شيء.
So when she died, he opened his eyes and then they found that he was fine and there was nothing wrong with him.
كم أمثال هذا حصل من عهد الأوائل من الأمة بتربية الدين؟
How many of the likes of this have occurred since the beginning of the early generations of this ummah through the instruction, the tarbiyah of this deen?
لكن من كان يسلم زمامه للمسلسلات والقصص الفارغات من أين يتربى وكيف يتعلم؟
However, if someone turns over his or her reign to television programs, to series and empty stories, then where will he receive tarbiyah?
إذن فينبغي أن يعدوا أنفسهم ليكونوا رفقاء في الجنة.
And they should prepare themselves to be companions in paradise.
قل إن الخاسرين الذين خسروا أنفسهم وأهليهم يوم القيامة.
Say, indeed, those who are lost are those who lost themselves as well as their families on the day of rising.
وَإِنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْجَنَّةِ الْيَوْمَ فِي شُغْلٍ فَاكُونَ هُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُهُمْ فِي ظِلَالٍ عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ مُتَّكِئُونَ.
Indeed, the people of paradise are in شُغْلٍ فَاكُونَ.
أيوة, أنواع النعيم.
Are experiencing the various types of bliss, them and their spouses. That's the meaning and the import of the verse.
فإذا مات الزوجان كل منهما في عصمة الآخر ثم دخل الجنة فأرفعهما درجة يرفع الله الثاني إليه.
If the two spouses die while they're still married and they both enter paradise, whichever one has the highest station, the other is raised to that station.
إن كانت الزوجة أعلى مقاما رفع الله هذا الرجل فجاء بها إلى درجة الزوجة.
If the wife has a higher station, Allah raises this man and brings him to her station.
وإن كان الزوج أرفع مكانا رفع الله الزوجة إلى درجة الزوج.
And if the husband has a higher station, Allah will raise the wife and bring her to his station.
كما يفعل بين الآباء والأبناء.
And similarly, Allah does this between parents and children.
وأشار إلى هذا في القرآن.
And Allah indicated this in the Quran.
والذين آمنوا واتبعتهم ذريتهم بإيمان.
He said, and those who believe and their offspring followed them in faith.
ألحقنا بهم ذريتهم وما ألتناهم من عملهم من شيء.
We make their offspring join them and we do not neglect any of their deeds.
بل وكذلك يفعل بين من تآخوا في الله وتحابوا بصدق حتى ماتوا فكان أحدهما أرفع درجة فيرفع الثاني إليه.
And similarly, Allah does this for those who made a true bond of brotherhood and love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When they die, Allah unites them in paradise and raises one to the station of the other.
ولقد حول صلى الله عليه وسلم حتى الحالة مع الصبيان إلى معان من الجنة في الدنيا.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم even transformed meanings of play with children to garden-like meanings or meanings that were attributed to the garden.
إذا بال الصبي فوق رجله فأرادوا أن يحملوه يقول لا تزرم الصبي بوله دعوه حتى يكمل البول.
He said that when a child would be in his lap and it would begin to urinate and they would want to move the child, he would say no, don't stop the child from urinating, leave it.
بل قال سيدنا أنس أنه كان يوما مستلقيا فطلع الحسن على صدره ثم بال.
And he said, Sayyidina Anas said once that the Prophet was lying on his back and Sayyidina Hassan climbed on his chest and urinated on his chest.
قال فجئت لأرفعه ففتح عينيه.
So Anas said, I went to lift him up and he opened his eyes. The Prophet opened his eyes.
ما لك يا أنس؟
And he said, what's with you, Anas?
قال الصبي يبول يا رسول الله.
He said, the boy is urinating, O Messenger of Allah.
قال دعه أما تدري أن من آذى ابني هذا فقد آذاني.
He said, leave him. Don't you know that the one who harms this son of mine has harmed me?
وقد أطال السجود يوما كثيرا حتى ظن بعض الصحابة أن النبي مات في السجود.
And once he prostrated for such a long time that the companions believed that he had thought that he might have died in prostration.
فلما سلم من الصلاة ورأى تعجبهم قال لعلكم ظننتم أن حدث شيء.
So when he said salam and he saw their amazement, he said, maybe you thought something happened.
قالوا نعم يا رسول الله.
They said yes, O Messenger of Allah.
قال لم يحدث شيء ولكن ابني هذا ارتحلني وأنا ساجد أي طلع على ظهري فكرهت أن ارتفع حتى يخرجه.
He said nothing bad happened except the son of mine climbed on my back and I didn't like to lift my head until he moved.
وكان يتولى ملاعبتهم بنفسه.
And he himself would play with them.
حتى أنه قد يطلعان على ظهره فيمشي على رجليه ويديه وهما على ظهره الشريف.
To the extent that they would climb on his back and he would crawl and let them ride on his back.
رآه يوما بعض الصحابة فقال ما نعم الجمل جملكما يا هذين.
One of the companions saw him and they said, hey you two, what an excellent camel you have.
فالتفت النبي قال ونعم الراكبان هما.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم looked and he said, and what an excellent two riders they are.
عش هذه الحياة أنت عابد حتى في مباسطة أولادك تعبد الله وتقرب إليه.
Said, live this life and you're a worshipper even while you're playing with your children, you'll be drawing nearer to Allah.
ولذا كان شأن الإنسان وسط بيته عائدا على أحواله كلها في حياته.
And the way a person is in their home affects all of their life.
حتى أن الذي يستعمل الغلظة والشدة في البيت في غير محلها يتكدر عليه خاطره في أعماله الأخرى وهو بعيد.
And so someone who's severe and harsh in his home, his thinking will be, he'll be distracted and disrupted in his thinking even when he's outside of the home.
سواء كان من الرجل أو من المرأة.
Whether it be the man or the woman.
وكل من تواضع منهم للآخر وأحسن إليه يحس بانشراح وصلاح في أحواله وأعماله في الخارج.
And everyone who is humble and shows good character and their breast is expanded in this, or excuse me, and they show this good character, they'll find an expansion of their breast in even in other deeds.
الحمد لله على نعمة هذه الشريعة.
And praise is for Allah for the blessing of this Sharia.
الله يجعل نورها متلالي في دياركم وحياتكم.
May Allah make its light glisten, shine in your homes.
تسعدون بها في الحياة.
And through this you be felicitous in your life.
وعند الوفاة.
And at the time of death.
وفي البرزخ.
And in the intermediate realm of the barzakh. And on the day of rising.
وفي الجنة إن شاء الله.
And in paradise إن شاء الله.
يا أكرم الأكرمين.
From the generous to the generous.
يا أرحم الراحمين.
Most merciful to the merciful.
والعفو على التطويل الكثير.
And please excuse us for going for a long time.
اللهم يا رحمن مؤلف بين قلوبهم انشر انوار المودة بينهم أدم الصلاة لك وفيك ومن أجلك أرسم دوية ثابتة بين صغيرهم وكبيرهم وذكرهم وأنثاهم. اللهم اعمر ديارهم بأنوار المعرفة واليقين وأنوار المودة والمحبة والأخوة والحياة على قدم الاتباع لحبيبك الأمين. اللهم جنبنا وإياهم شرور الأنفس والأهواء والشياطين
واجعلنا وإياهم من المسعودين بأتم السعادة في الظاهر والباطن في الدنيا والدين. اللهم اجعلنا وإياهم الأسوأ والبلوى وكل محنة بالسر والنجوى. اللهم انظر إلى ديارهم ومنازلهم ومن بيها واجعلها مشعشعا بها نور الإيمان والمعرفة والأنس والهدى والرضا والعفو والعافية والخير والمحبة والمودة على خير الوجوه. يا رب اجعلنا وإياهم في عيش السعادة وأهل الحسنى والزيادة وأهل الاستقامة على ما تحب في الغيب والشهادة. أمدنا وإياهم بعافيتك، أمدنا وإياهم بتوفيقك، أمدنا وإياهم بتنجية قلوبنا، أمدنا وإياهم بتنحية الأوهام والخيالات المانعة من حسن النظر فيما يرضيك عنا، وتولنا وإياهم بالحس والمعنى يا أكرم الأكرمين. أصلح اللهم الأزواج، أصلح اللهم الذرية والأولاد، أصلح اللهم الوالد والمولود، وبلغنا وإياهم الآمال والقصود، وسعدنا مع كل مسعود يا بر يا ودود يا حي يا قيوم يا الله. استودعناك إياهم واستودعناك أهاليهم واستودعناك أبنائهم وبناتهم. اللهم فكن لنا ولهم حافظا يا خير مستودع في الدين والدنيا والآخرة، واجعلنا من أهل الوجوه الناظرة التي إليك ناظرة، وأصلح جميع شؤوننا الباطنة والظاهرة، وزد هذا المسجد وأهلي بركات وخيرات وتوفيقات بشر الفاتحة إلى حضرة النبي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. الفاتحة.